question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Nice having you aboard with Mary and me today for our World Travel get-together. And for about the next 10 minutes or so, we thought we'd check in with our friends at Travel Pro and see what's happening in the luggage sector of the travel world.
That is exactly what we're going to do. And if any of you listening have been to a store lately, then maybe you've seen all the Christmas items already on display. And we haven't even quite reached Halloween yet.
No, we haven't. A week to go.
So many retailers have decided to get a jump start on the holidays this year because of the ongoing pandemic and not wait for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or the more traditional gift buying period, which makes reconnecting with show friend and the chief growth officer of Travel Pro Luggage, Ophelia Silva, a timely way for us to begin today's show. She's all queued up and ready and waiting for us on that show hotline. Let's get right to Ophelia for a different spin on today's Chief Travel Leader segment.
Nice to reconnect with you, Ophelia. How are you, your family, and the Travel Pro team doing on this Saturday morning?
Very nice to connect with you also. We're all doing well. Thank you.
Well, yeah, thank you, and we appreciate your time this morning. All right, so listen, officially, we've been working together now, I think, about 5 years. But as we say frequently on this program, we've been traveling with Travel Pro Luggage for at least 20 years or so. So that's a good place for us to start, Ophelia. Clearly, when you think about the luggage industry, we've come a long way from the days of the steamer trunks, the heavy double-locking suitcases of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, you know, to the light-wheeled, four-wheeled spinners we have and rollerboards, which Travel Pro actually invented of today. So would love to know, to kick this off, you know, what sticks out to you most about the evolution of luggage over the years?
I think one of the things that for sure is how personal luggage is, right? You know, we all pack differently. We all pack in our very own personal way, and how important your luggage piece is to your memories. So I think that we've seen luggage really evolve from very heavy, you know, probably complicated to lug around products to something that is almost can seamlessly move with you, lightweight, but highly durable, and also that it's a big part of your, you know, of your memories, of the things that you treasure, and very personal, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said on the personalization of it these days. So, Ophelia, I think our listeners around the country would be really interested to hear a little bit about the design process and what goes into creating a new piece or series of luggage. We've talked on this program recently that you've just launched a new line with Travel and Leisure. I know we've had many conversations with you. I know how passionate you are about design and color and fabric and all of that. So talk to us a little bit about the process and how closely you work with whether it's the airlines or others like Travel and Leisure to design a new series of bags.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we really start, and I'll take the collaboration with Travel and Leisure and use that as my example. But in all our design process, we really start with understanding the consumer and what that consumer is that we're going after, right? In the case of Travel and Leisure, it is the avid leisure traveler. So we worked very closely with the Travel and Leisure editors to understand what their consumer was looking for. They wanted luxury. They wanted something that was beautiful, but that was also incredibly functional and practical, and that provided a good value. So we really start with the things that the consumer is looking for. And then we, you know, our creative team, our product team, really starts coming up with panels, concepts, that we want to bring to life. And what we did with Travel and Leisure, after we zeroed in on who that consumer was and what were some of the things that we absolutely wanted to include in the bag that reflected the Travel and Leisure reader, we would take first our inspiration, right? What were the colors that are going to be trending for the season? What are some of the fabrics that really made sense for the Travel and Leisure collection? And shared that with their editors. We also talked about what we needed the bags to be from a functionality perspective, because that was one of the areas that was really important to them. Every pocket had a reason for being. And they're avid leisure travelers. They travel so often that they want to make sure that their bags are highly functional. So we spend a lot of time on that, you know. So first mm-hmm. we start with inspiration. Then we might have face panels or initial samples. We work through them. You know, we go back and forth on the ideas. And then eventually we have final samples that we, of course, take through our rigorous testing that we normally also show to consumers, or in the case of Travel and Leisure, show to their editors mm-hmm. To make sure that they were, you know, aligning with
well, that it's right, correct.
Yeah,
you hit your target.
Selection was. Yeah, so we did a couple of tricks back and forth, just making sure that the direction we're going was actually you know, what we had set out to accomplish. And we do that for any of our lines. And then at the end, we also are very committed to doing reviews. So putting the product in the hands of consumers to provide us reviews on the product. So those are basically the steps that we follow when we design a new product.
Clearly, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not something that you sit around a meeting internally at TravelPro and say, all right, Lito, next week, let's have that new line. There's a lot that goes into that. For how long would you say, just can you give us a ballpark of how long it took for the Travel and Leisure collection just to go from concept to actually being able to go in a consumer's hand?
It depends, right? Every collection is different. I would say somewhere between, you know, for Travel and Leisure, it probably was about a year.
Yeah, I would have guessed. I would have said 12 to 18 months, somewhere in that range for most things on product
Actually,
lines.
Actually, I think but a year is pretty
just
good.
Because, you know, we wanted to make sure that we understood, merged our consumer with the Travel and Leisure, and also the identities of both brands, and that we were developing. We normally serve the business traveler
right. In
the past, you know, a lot of our lines. But we were serving the avid leisure traveler, so we wanted to make sure that all of the functionality that we built into the bags made a lot of sense, and also that it was an elevated style. So we spent a lot of time working on the fabrics, you know, the texture.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your different lines in that you have, because, you know, there's a lot of competition in the luggage sector of the travel world. We all know that. Frankly, I'm the type of person, this won't surprise you, Ophelia, since you know Mary and me well, you know, I actually enjoy when we travel looking at all the different types of luggage and brands. I'm often surprised, frankly, of how cheap, really, and in the poor condition most of what I see out there is. Yeah, when I take a look at where we are right now, you know, Mary and I, we travel with Platinum Elite that we use. The MaxLite series is what Rudy likes. But you also do have Crew and Executive Choice. You have Bold. We did just mention Travel and Leisure. You know, when we partnered about 5 years ago, this program was heard on about 200 weekly radio stations. We just added a few last segment. We're now well on our way. We're just a couple shy of 450 now. So for people who maybe haven't heard a lot about TravelPro because they're new to our network, what separates your company from the competition and makes it so popular?
I think really what separates us is we were started by an airline pilot. So our roots are really in serving the professional crews, right? We serve flight crews as well as pilots. And that really informs all the testing that we do. And all that durability, those are the most avid frequent travelers, right? So they're putting their luggage through the paces. So everything we learn there informs even our consumer development. So we have the same lightweight durability and also the packing functionality that we're looking for the flight crews. So I think it's just that it's a very tied, you know, it allows us to really put our bags to the test because we're having the toughest frequent travelers really test their bags day in and day out. And their bags can't fail. You know, it is part of their uniform.
None of us want that. Well, what do they say? You know, I say it all the time on the show. One of the most important things to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage. And if you don't have it, you're really up the creek without a paddle.
Absolutely. And in, you know, in a professional setting, you don't have that choice. To get a new bag. You need to make sure that your bag is going to work for you and not fail you.
So, Ophelia, I'm going to just go in a completely different direction with the limited time we have left. I know you had a career in the food industry before you joined TravelPro. Food and hospitality go hand in hand. I'm just curious with where we are with travel right now. What are your thoughts on travel, what it provides for all of us, as well as the future?
So I think we're all really missing travel right now, right? And every survey that I see, most people, you know, that's the one thing that they miss in their life right now. And a lot of them, you know, in many of the surveys I'm seeing are saying that they have things booked, you know, already. We know that bookings are going up for 2021.
Right.
So I think the travel is so such a part of our lives that we will see it come back. Obviously, we're starting to see some trends that are positive. You know, the TSA numbers went above a million passengers on October 18th, and we've had a couple of days above that. What I'm hearing is consumers are looking to travel in the holidays, whether it's by car, whether some of them will be traveling by plane. So I think that we have had a dip in travel, but I think travel is such a part of human existence.
We are definitely on target.
Come back.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're on target for a very strong 2021. Ophelia, we're going to have to leave it there for today. Folks, if you want to find out more, again, travelpro.com. They are having their Oktoberfest special right now where you buy more and you save more. It's great, as Mary said, to kick off the segment for the holidays that are upcoming. Ophelia, always nice to connect with you. We hope to get down to South Florida sometime soon when it's safe to do so again to visit with you, Blake, and the Travel Pro team. So have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Thanks, Ophelia.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Ophelia. Nice to catch up with her. Folks, right now we are going to take a quick break. Be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. We still have so much more ahead for you today, including more of our check-ins with affiliates around the country later this hour. We're also going to do an email segment. Stay with us, everyone. We're back with more after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.